It's Sunday, January 4th, 2009. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
Holy FDC, will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ, and I've got my life to live. I transmit our song, they say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio. K-Y-A.
Well, I am Ragnar Dansfield, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. We don't have a bunch, well, we don't have very many pirate in the news stories this week, but we do have some news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through several relevant forum posts on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged on air this last week per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a few off-air recordings, a couple other things for the shortwave fans, and a few closing thoughts for me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansfjord.
Well, how's everybody doing this week? I hope you're doing better than I am. I was laid up almost the entire week, sick with the, not the flu, really, just a real bad head cold. Just getting over it. If my voice sounds a little odd, that's why. Full of still doing the spasmodic coughing every once in a while. But I tell you what, man, I went for years never getting sick. Hit 40, and this last year, it's been a rough one. Got about 3 colds in the last year. I've had that. I haven't had been sick in 5 years. I hate getting old. Okay, carrying on. You don't want to hear about that. I do have a couple things I want to share with you before we get into it. I received an email from Walter in Central Germany. He reported here in the Pirates Week on 6260 on December 31st. He was wondering who was airing it. I'm not really all that sure myself, but looking around the net, I saw that Radio Border Hunter was logged rebroadcasting the program on 6260 on the 31st of December. I believe Radio Border Hunter broadcasts out of Belgium, so I want to throw a big thank you out there to Radio Border Hunter. Hey, send along a promo for your station. I'd be glad to play it here on the Pirates Week. Always glad to hear someone's rebroadcasting the podcast, and especially being overseas like that, that's very, very cool. And I also saw on this morning's Shortwave Listeners Winterfest News Group that the Fest registration form should hit the website today. That's SWLFEST.com. It's the 22nd Winterfest. Of course, it's March 13th and 14th, 2009, right around the corner, a couple months away. And it's a gathering of the shortwave listeners and DXers in Culpsville, Pennsylvania. And there's also a lot of pirate activity at the fest, if one were to know such things. Okay, let's continue on. We don't have really any pirate in the news stories this week. Hong Kong's cracking down on illegal CBs, but you probably really don't care about that. But there's a very, very good blog post on DIY Media. John Anderson over there at DIY Media has updated the FCC enforcement database. A detailed blog post follows, but in essence, he says that the FCC is on target to meet and or most likely beat the record enforcement year of 2007. He thinks the FCC's busting more pirates than ever, but it doesn't really mean it's making a dent in pirate proliferation. He goes on to make several points, mostly that most FCC enforcement is concentrated around geographic hotspots around the country, the top two being Florida, of course, most notably the Miami-Dade area, and of New York, actually New York, New Jersey combined. Those two areas are the hotspots in the United States for pirate activity, mostly FM pirates. We're talking medium wave here. And he goes on to say, although most of the enforcement occurs in these hotspots, the fact that enforcement takes place essentially nationwide, it makes the phenomenon of pirate radio national. And he just thinks it's less of a priority in some field offices as compared to Florida and New York. He also says there's a compelling trend this year in the timing of enforcement actions. He says that multiple field offices tend to go pirate hunting around the same time of the month. In fact, maybe even often on the exact same day. So there's a looks like it's coming down from the national office that, hey, today we're going to go pirate hunting. And then he goes on to say that finally, the primary tools of the FCC enforcement remain by and large quite administrative. Station visits and threatening sounding certified letters are the field agent's ammunition of choice. John summarizes that the bottom line, 2009 will be a year of opportunity for unlicensed broadcasters. Without some sort of massive infusion of human resources, capital, and political will, the FCC simply does not have the strength to shut much of anything down. It's reached its enforcement capacity, and it's being overwhelmed. In that sense, the pirates are winning. That's right, there's just too many pirates and not enough FCC out there to make much of a dent. Unless, of course, you live in Florida or New York, which most notably passed laws that make a felony for broadcasting on medium wave without a license. And that brings in the locals, which that, you know, with the more power, the local police helping along, that's why they get a lot of the busts in those two areas. Okay, that's all that's really happening on the blogosphere front in pirate radio this week.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Okay, let's take a look around the internet for some relevant forum posting, starting off like we always do with the free radio network. That's frn.net/vines. I started off by posting that I have uploaded all of the 2008 Pirate Week's shows to archive.com. Links on the homepage, piratesweek.info. I also uploaded all my off-air recordings from 2008, now available for download. Links in the audio download section of shortwavepirate.info. Over in the workshop forum, Mr. Mike asks, how do you get frequency modulation to work on shortwave, both in the transmit and receive modes? He's heard about FM on shortwave, but he's never seen any circuit diagrams for the mode. Pigmeat notes that WBNY has played with FM also, and most HF rigs have the capability to go on FM. Actually, I think Mr. Mike was looking for something like a BFO for SSB. I don't think there is anything that that will do do FM like a BFO. I don't think there is anything, Mr. Mike. Continuing on, the Access post the links to a free technical books online. There are many, many radio and antenna-related titles. Links in the show notes, and take a look at his post, the Access's post in the workshop forum. Hey, over on HF Underground, and actually, let me take a moment here just to talk about HF Underground. Started about a year or so ago, and has kind of branched off. And I didn't think it was really going to go anywhere, but really a bunch of postings out there and a bunch of dedicated people that are posting not only loggings, but some other good stuff on HF Underground, and I have been following them there. Actually, I'm registered, but I don't post that much over there. I may start doing that, maybe a cross-linking. And really what I like about HF Underground is that they have an RSS stream, and I've been making a lot of use out of that in the last year or so. And though the FRN, the granddaddy of all areas for posting, they lack the sophistication of the RSS and some other bells and whistles. It's the depth and the background and the length of time that they have been around makes it a real data mine. You can really get a lot of good stuff. Take a look at the search function on FRN. It's a very powerful tool. Anyways, over on HF Underground, Lex posts about the dangers of hot, dry winds. He's wondering whether to be concerned about static damage on his Palstar R30C. He was thinking about using a TV Balin, but SWJ says to use a couple of quarter-watt carbon film resistors, anything over 1K, and shunt that off to the ground. It should bleed off any charge that may develop, and if there's already a DC pass to a ground, the resistors wouldn't be necessary. He also notes that the tribelectric effects, hey, that's a new word for me, tribelectric effects, which is just sand or air rubbing your wire antenna, can cause an electrostatic buildup. And hey, actually, I'd also add that snow can add this in the northern areas. Be wary of those big, fluffy snowflakes going past your antenna. They can build up a static charge also. So ground your equipment. Also on HF Underground, Bobby Blaze notes that the RJI, that's the Radio Jamba International Archive stream, is up. And mostly WBCQ stuff, and It's definitely worth listening to. I'll have links on that also in the show notes to the RJI archive stuff. A whole bunch of really good stuff on that. And finally, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 673, dated January 3rd, 2008. No, that's 2009, guys. You gotta change the year. Anyways, covering Free Radio from December 27th to the January 2nd. Stations being heard this last week are Balls to the Wall Radio, Captain Morgan, Channel Z, MAC Shortwave, Radio Azteca, Radio Free Euphoria, Radio Pigmeat International, Random Radio, Voice of Prozac, WBNY, Wee Monkey Radio, WMPR, that's micro-powered radio, Wolverine Radio, WSCR, that's Santa Claus Radio, and, well, I've already said WTCR, so all those stations being heard this last week on the shortwave pirate bands. And also, we got some European and South American logs this week from Free Radio Service Holland. Radio Boomerang and Mystery Radio were all heard, and also from Europe, Andy Yoder reports hearing the carriers, anyway, the probable carriers of FRSH, Orion Radio, Friends of Italy, and Premier Radio International, all from Europe. And like I noted, I think I noted last week that there has been some openings to Europe, to the eastern shores of North America. Take a listen to some of the European bands, some interesting picks you can... Some interesting stuff on the airwave there. And a note from William Hasek to all the pirates out there. He says, put a timer on your equipment in case something bad happens to you during the broadcast, such as a stroke or falling down the stairs, or at least have some other people around who can turn off the equipment and know how to do it. Wow, well, that's some heavy stuff there. Is there something behind that, or has somebody left their transmitter on overnight? I'm going to have to look into that a little bit. Kind of a bit of a downer there. Anyways, QSLs being received this last week include the stations of Radio Azteca sent out QSLs to LC International, and SMR1000 received his QSL from KUSA.
Hi, this is Paul Starr of MAC, and this is the Pirates Week podcast.
All right, we have a bunch of off-air recordings this week for you. It was the New Year's celebration, New Year's Day, had a bunch of pirates on air. We're going to actually start it off with MAC Shortwave. That's why I played that little bumper there. Steve, a.k.a. Minterins, recorded MAC Shortwave, 6925 AM, 1950 UTC, the 31st of December over the New Year's holiday. And he was listening on his Kenwood TS-870, and actually I think this may be a bit of a collage, but it has a lot of the Ultraman on MAC. Very cool. Take a listen to Ultraman on MAC.
That was Boots Randolph with Hackety Sack. I mean, Yakety Sacks. Before that, we heard the theme from Get Smart, our favorite secret agent. This version was done by Hugo Montenegro. Oh, sorry, Montenegro. Wow, we're listening to a bunch of junk on the Ultraman show, aren't we? Well, you know what? That was Ultraman saying that on the Ultraman show over MAC radio on your shortwave dial. Well, anyway, back to the normal stuff. Our email address is macshortwave@yahoo.com. Again, our email address is at macshortwave@yahoo.com. Hello to the FRN. Hello to the listeners. And hello to everybody in the world!
That Minterin's recording of MAC was cool enough, but then he went on to upload it to YouTube with a accompanying slideshow. It's worth checking out. I'll have the links in the show notes to the MAC on YouTube. Very cool. Some interesting Devo album art on that, too. Really kind of freaky. Okay, continuing on with the MAC theme today, Tony from MAC Radio, he was listening to WBNY. He was catching him on 2100 UTC on 6210 upper sideband. He had an S5 up until about 2150. Then the signal dropped to S3 at 2200, and then down at about 2208, it took a sudden fade down to about an S1. So take a listen to this real sudden fade out of WBNY around 2205, the 31st of December on 6210. Really kind of shows you what the atmosphere can do when it doesn't want to play fair. Take a listen to WBNY on New Year's Eve. Tony from MAC, he also caught Week Radio, WEAK, on 6935 AM on the 31st of December, 2008. Had an SIO of 243, SIO 243. Take a listen to WEAK, Week Radio.
Broadcast from WEAK. Chicago. I'm your host, Leonard Longwife. Right here on WEAK Again, WEAK _Chicago at yahoo.com. That's our new email address. Our old one has been replaced. That's WEAK _Chicago at yahoo.com. Again, WEAK _Chicago at yahoo.com. We're featuring the Chicago Transit Authority band, Theater of Chicago. That was, does anybody really know what time it is? And we're also going to feature some other artists from the Chicago area.
And let's get one in from Sea Lord. He's listening down in Florida on his Tentec RX340. He was listening on 6925 Upper Sideband and caught WBNY's The Monkey Whisperer program. This is on the 3rd of January, 2009, around 2200 UTC. WBNY, and Commander was all over the airwaves this last 3 or 4 days. He pretty much owned the pirate bands for New Year's Eve. Take a listen to how he was sounding down in Florida.
I'd like to help kick off the premiere of an exciting new comedy show, which you're all going to enjoy for a long, long time.
Mr. Personality starts next.
What station is it going to be on?
Get ready. I think I hear something.
Loud noises!
Oh, my God, 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 oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I do have a couple things in the other radio news segment very quickly. First up, a new ham radio site is up on the web, 73s.org, 73s.org. You may want to check it out. It's take a very brief announcement. This is from This Week in Amateur Radio.
A fascinating new ham radio cyberspace place to visit has emerged on the World Wide Web. It is called 73s.org and has a bit of everything you can imagine. It's kind of a cross between an interactive website with movie hosting ability and a weblog or blog where users can post their thoughts and ideas. Give it a look. Again, the simple URL is 73s.org.
Couple other things I heard on This Week in Amateur Radio. I won't play the audio, but I will mention that RadioShackCatalogs.com, which is a website of PDF files of a Rat Shack catalogs, RadioShackCatalogs.com. Earliest is a 1939. They're missing a bunch in the 40s and 50s, but every year from then on is available, all in PDF form if you're into catalogs from Radio Shack. And you also may want to check out www.ham-mag.com, homepage of a brand new PDF magazine available for free for ham radio enthusiasts. I took a look at it. Issue number one is out and had a decent article on half-wave vertical antennas for 50 meters, as well as a bunch of other ham radio articles. Very slick production. Looks really, actually, I believe it has its roots in a European, French, I believe, magazine. Take a look at it. Links in the course in the show notes, hammag.com. Well, let's wrap this puppy up. I do want to mention a couple things in closing. I think I mentioned in the FRN section that I uploaded all the 2008 shows for the Pirates Week up, and as well as all the 2008 off-air recordings are all up and available on archive.com. Links in the various places on the various web pages. I was sick most of last week, so I had a lot of couch time, and actually I had a lot of computer time. So I started looking into Twitter. I knew about Twitter since its inception, but didn't really think it was for me. But I thought, you know, what the hell? I was started out thinking I would just use it for alerts where when Pirates weren't on air, and still think it will be mostly used for that. But I am tweeting some personal and radio related stuff. Follow me at Pirates Week. I also put a Twitter stream in various places on the website. Still think if I had a few pirate listeners on Twitter alerting people when pirates were on air, it would be a real powerful tool. I don't have any illusions, though. I don't think that will happen. But if you're really into Twitter, and there are a few of the people on the audience that I was kind of surprised to see on Twitter, follow me or take a look at it. I'm Pirates Week on Twitter. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Pirates Week. What did we learn this week? Well, we learned that the Pirates Week is truly worldwide, and another big thank you out there for Radio Border Hunter. We survived the holidays, and WBNY dominated the Pirates band this New Year's, and we also learned that I don't dance, boogie, or shuffle, but I may tweet. Happy New Year's, everybody. Let's have a safe and fun 2009. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
Ragnar Danisjold.
Monkeys.
I am a good monkey.
I am a good
yes,
monkey.
Yes, I am a good
yes,
monkey.
Yes, I am a good
I'm
monkey.
A good monkey.
I'm a good
I am
monkey.
A good monkey.
I am a good
I'm
monkey.
A good monkey.
I'm a good monkey.
I'm going to be a monkey. A monkey, monkey, monkey. Would you like to be one too?
I am Ragnar Danisjold. I am a good monkey. Yes, I am a good monkey.
We're all monkeys.
I'm a good monkey. I am a good monkey. I'm a good monkey.
Monkeys.
I am a good monkey. Yes, I am a good monkey. I'm a good monkey. I am a good monkey. I'm a good monkey. I am Ragnar Danisjold.
Monkey. Monkeys.
Monkeys. I'm monkey.
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 Monkey. Monkey. Monkey.
Go to 3rd and Broadway. A drunken monkey. Shoot to kill. That is all.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.